Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the week for the Jimmies and the Joes.
You have to do something during your pre-draft evaluation. Mm-hmm. This dude dropped the ball.
This is a draft week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Draft Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon! Wah-ha-ha-ha! Hey, happy Wednesday, everybody. A hump day. Let's get it.
Mike.
We've got...
God, it was a great commercial.
It was a good, it was a good,
it,
good
get, commercial. It wore on you, but it was really good.
It was a good commercial. We've got now, 29 hours and counting from draft. 29 hours.
29 hours.
From the NFL draft. And I'm here to tell you, after scouring the internet of all of the mock drafts, I can assure you of two things. The first being, Caleb Williams will go number one. The second, nobody knows what will happen in the NFL draft.
Dun, 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 dun.
After Caleb Williams goes number one. This is confusing. It's all very confusing. That's why I don't want to start with sports. My head's about to explode. My head is about to explode right now. How's everybody doing? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Fantastic.
Right. Jeff Russ?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm here. It's Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeffy?
What shirt are you wearing, Jeffy?
This is my Shermer High School phys ed.
Mm.
Of the John Hughes early mid-80s films. Weird Science.
All of those were Shermer High School.
Yes.
I did not
Ferris
know that.
Ferris Bueller as well.
That's a John Hughesism that has gone right past me.
Yeah.
All of those, same area he filmed all those.
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Yeah. They had a big run, 80s and early 90s. Obviously, Wayne's World, Peoria, Illinois.
Right.
You know, from Wayne's parents' basement.
Or Aurora.
Aurora, Illinois.
Yes.
Sorry, Aurora, Illinois, in Wayne's parents' basement. And then you had, obviously, Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy, too. They ended up in Chicago. But they were not...
That was for the meetings with old...
They ended up in Chicago, Illinois.
Yes. But still headquartered out of good old Sandusky, Ohio.
Sandusky, Ohio.
Yes.
But
there's too much of this Midwest appreciation in these movies. We need to break this up.
And then the great Blues Brothers. They were all over the place. They were all over the place.
Yeah, Aykroyd was a Chicago guy, wasn't he?
He's Canadian, I think.
Is he?
Isn't Dan Aykroyd Canadian?
Well, let's take a look-see here.
I want to say he's Canadian.
Canadian.
And I want to say...
Why did he do so many movies in freaking Chicago?
Born in Ottawa.
Yeah, I think he's got like a... He's got like a history in his family, a lineage of like ghost hunters.
Okay.
Is that how Ghostbusters came to be?
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. Wait. Maybe. I remember seeing something about that.
Well, I think...
Crack Research Team. Go look that up. Go look up Dan Aykroyd.
I believe he did write it, but the Ghostbusters that we all know and love, it was a far cry from what his original story idea and script were. Apparently, it was originally much, much, much darker.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, here it is. The Haunted History of Dan Aykroyd's Family.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was his great-grandfather, Samuel Aykroyd, in the 1930s, or in his, oh, no, in his early 30s, pivoted from teaching to dentistry, and then he ended up going into ghosts, maybe? I have no idea.
I always, you know, this is the thing. My family tree is basically a straight line. There's not a lot of branches on it because everyone dies off. I always kind of wish I could like dive into the family tree and find some like new discovery.
Yeah.
But it's just not. There's nothing there. So let me live vicariously through the Aykroyd family. What do you got?
Samuel Aykroyd, in his early 30s, his great-grandfather pivoted from teaching to dentistry. And then...
I feel like dentistry back then was basically like, you just make it up as you go.
Sounds about right.
That tooth's got to come out.
Like, get the pliers. But he went to... In an attempt to help anxious patients, he dabbled in topical anesthetics, and he started researching, and he came across hypnosis to calm the patients and get them relaxed for treatments.
I'm sure that nothing nefarious happened there.
So as he was hypnotizing people, he started going into, like, what happens when they go in these trance-like states? And then that went from, so we went from being a teacher to a dentist, and then the hard pivot into holding seances at his farm.
As one does.
Yeah.
The natural progression from hypnosis to seances.
So from 1905 to 1933, he recorded detailed diaries on his over 80 seances. So the original Ghostbuster was Samuel Aykroyd. Just talking to the dead through his dentist patients. That explains a lot. And leaves me with a lot of questions,
also,
too.
Also, Canadians.
Canadians. Yeah, well, maybe he was... I don't know where he lived. Maybe he was in America and he had to flee to the Great White North in order to protect the family name. How about that? Gosh. So, Dan Aykroyd's family. Into ghosts for a really long time.
Didn't see that one coming.
No. Hey, who knew?
Clearly not afraid of no ghosts.
Who knew? Who knew? All right. And there's a lot more, by the way, of his family.
You've got a crazy relative in your family tree.
Which one?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Russ, you got any like absolutely insanity?
Which side of the family tree do you want to go to in order to find this crazy of my family?
Mine didn't live long enough to be crazy.
Present family members included.
Indeed.
Right here. Wait. No, I think that they didn't live long enough, Danny, because they were crazy.
No, they all died of cancer. Like, it was never anything cool.
You're right. That's not cool.
No, it's like
it's not cool at all.
No, it's like I haven't done the ancestry thing because it's like one of those things where it's like, well, it's a small family. We kind of know where it goes, and it stops like 3-4 generations back because nobody really knows. Yeah, but I feel left out in like all these like, oh no, I did this like discovery on my family tree, and I found this and this and this, and I'm like, I don't think there's anything there with mine.
Look, is it bad that I don't want to do the Ancestry.com or anything like that because I don't want, like, any, like, family members to go to prison?
Mm.
Like, I don't
DNA
know.
Trace?
Like, yeah. I don't know if any... I don't think anybody's done anything, like, horrifically bad.
But you don't want the DNA
but I don't
database.
I don't want that. I don't want that stink on my family.
I've had a lot
I'd rather
of...
just live in the unknown because I'm with you. I don't know, like, really anything except for, like, when you go, like, past great-grandparents.
I don't even
no
that
idea. No clue.
It gets fuzzy at great-grandparents.
Yeah.
Like, super fuzzy.
I just have no idea. But I do know there's a lot of wild hairs in the Hara family.
But what if,
actually, from both sides of my family
What if you
tree.
Solved an unsolved murder from, like, 40 or, like, 4 generations ago? They're already dead.
Yeah. I mean, I feel...
What was that? Was it Hitch? When he takes her to Ellis Island and
the horrifying
reminder of like he was a serial murderer.
Yeah. Yeah. Like maybe I don't want to know.
We don't really talk about that side of the family.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it'll be like, well, that does explain a lot. It explains. I wonder why my dad moved around a lot. His dad was a traveling salesman.
Yeah.
Turns out, wrong.
Yeah. Part of a nomadic tribe.
Just like, oh, God.
Was he?
Like, I didn't want to. What if my great-grandfather was like a cult leader? I don't know.
I mean, it seems like it'd be super easy to be both a cult leader and a wildest murderous psychopath.
Yeah, that happens.
Like 100 years ago.
That happens.
Like, think about like how easy it must have been to get away with murder.
But you know, I know I could just spin it as, hey, we broke the cycle. Yeah. We broke the cycle. We broke the downhill spiral of it all.
And no, I'm not jealous that you could get away with murder easier 100 years ago.
God, Danny, again. 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 Yeah, that's like the dude who... that murder in Chicago, I forget the guy's name all the time, but basically the World's Fair came to Chicago, and he was like the first like bona fide like serial killer identified, but he basically built this hotel that was
a death trap.
Like it had trap doors, it had, you know, people would open up a door, go into a room, and like, nope, dead. And he got rid of all the bodies there. Like that.
Oh, like, yeah, that I remember that one. Yeah,
that guy. Like that guy, and he would have gotten away with it, but loose lips sink ships, right? I mean,
it was
he went down pretty quick.
It was those meddling kids and that dog.
It was Scooby-Doo, and that was the impetus of Scooby-Doo.
We now know where Scooby-Doo and Ghostbusters came from,
and absolutely Dan Aykroyd's family.
I wonder if Dan Aykroyd's like lending, you know, thoughts and notes to the script when they're writing that. Was it God? Who? What's it? What's his name? He's super dead now. The writer.
Oh yeah. That guy.
No, he was the actor in the movie.
The guy who's a director too.
Yes.
All I know him from.
Good
is
God!
His...
He stripes every. Like,
yep.
Harold Ramis.
Thank
there
you.
There it is.
Harold Ramis. I believe he was one of the writers on that too.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. So
and
he
director.
Right, yeah. No, he was incredible as far as like his roles. But I wonder if Aykroyd's like, well, actually, this is how the seances go.
You do not know
when they're having Sigourney Weaver summoning the.
Here's my
demon from another dimension.
Here's my great-grandfather's detailed journals.
This is actually what it looked like. You want to know what a cult actually looks like? Here you go.
This text on the Vancouver Ford text line is mean, but also another fear of going to Ancestry.com. Danny's family tree is straight line. A lot of cousins marrying each other. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to know that either. Like,
no.
It's like,
Well, I don't. There's no Cajun in my family, so I'm safe.
Yeah, we're going to go down there. Hey, won a national title for LSU at Orgeron. Cajun.
Got a great voice, though.
The best coaching voice.
Just unbelievable voice.
Of all time.
No.
Well, we didn't even get to something that I had posed for everybody.
What was that?
This is going to take over. I sent it to you two knuckleheads today. Did you guys watch
it? Oh, the parking spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
We have to talk about this.
Yeah, we do. We do. It'll have to be at a later time because we're already up against it.
Okay, well, then
we can
come back and talk about it.
We only have 2 hours and 47
minutes.
We don't
have to talk about sports right out of the gate. We can talk about this because it's tyrannical.
Yes. But and I feel like
we have to come back and talk about this.
We do. We have NBA stuff.
We have NFL stuff.
Reggie Bush.
We have plenty of sports to talk about, including the wonderful
The YouTube kings and queens are all seeing right now at youtube.com/1080am the fan that Danny is wearing his USC hat today. Solidarity.
There you go. Huh, babe.
Solidarity. I went as close as I could to USC
college. I almost grabbed the Bush jersey.
Reggie gets his Heisman back.
Got to support the team.
You got to support the team. That's right. I'm spacing on all the names. Putty.
That was actually Jerry saying it, but
that
making
was,
fun of Putty.
Putty, yeah. Putty. Go support the team.
Go support the team.
But Reggie gets his Heisman back. The NFL draft is just, we're a day away from the NFL draft, and all of the smoke screens are out there. It is smoke screen season across the NFL. NBA playoffs were weird, but the real news of the day is there are a lot of animals that are out there. I can't believe that this is actually... split in the comment section. It's a doozy. And it has to do with parking. Next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan.
It is Wrestling Wednesday.
Probably couldn't be more fitting music for this.
Yeah, breaking the glass is something that needs to be done with this story right here. I take you to Long Beach, California. And if you're just tuning in, this was a story I wanted to bring to the people, but Dan Aykroyd, seances, Scooby-Doo, serial killers, Danny's family, my family being wild cards, it got in the way. But in Long Beach, California, there was a video that I watched of a woman in front of a restaurant who was standing in a parking spot. Now, she was standing in the parking spot waiting for her boyfriend to come and take that parking spot. There's a big crowd of people in a line of people to get into the restaurant that are all on the sidewalk right next to where this woman is standing. So what had happened was she got out of the car to get in line for the restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, VIP parking opens up.
Right there.
Rockstar parking. Mm-hmm. Front row, baby. She goes and stands in this spot. At this time, there is a long line of vehicles that there was a car trying to pull into that spot. She just goes and just plops right down in the middle of this parking spot, refusing to move as the car was about to pull in to said mm-hmm. parking spot.
This wasn't a situation of like Ty goes to the runner, like it's already done.
No,
she's out.
No, she jumped from waiting in line to get into the restaurant to parking spot squatting.
Mm-hmm.
We all know my thoughts on squatters' rights. I don't believe in squatters' rights.
Here. Squatters' rights don't exist if you don't call the police.
So what happens is this car is waiting to come in and pull into the spot. She is just like hunkering down, texting boyfriend. And then all the people outside of the restaurant, they're like, hey, lady, move. You're holding up all the traffic. There's a long line of cars. And the patience of the people in the vehicles is astounding because this goes on for 2-3 minutes.
Oh, no, they're just waiting. It's not patience. This is red-ass commitment, and I am in solidarity with said driver.
Dedication.
There are people, and the person in the car is like, move. Like, you get out of the parking spot. And she's like, no, my boyfriend's coming. And so they start yelling at her, like, get out of the way. All of a sudden, everybody waiting to get in the restaurant is saying, move! There starts a chant. People are going, move. Leave the spot, leave the spot, leave the spot. And this woman, finally, there's a lady, sassy woman, in the second vehicle in line who just wants to get out of this parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she finally just loses her S. We have F-bombs, S-bombs, calling her a B, and finally, the car in front just starts inching closer and closer and closer to her, and she finally, as there's a chant of leave the spot going on, finally leaves and walks away in disgust and flips everybody off and walks away.
We had this happen to us when, in October, we went to the Great Wolf Lodge for my kid's birthday.
Yeah.
And, you know, that place, you get there a certain time, and yeah, that's a busy lot. We pulled up, found us a good spot, and lo and behold, there's somebody standing in the spot.
Okay. This is the surprising part of all of this. Mm. The comment section is split.
That's awful.
The comment section is split that, no, she has the rights to that spot.
No.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Here's the one condition when you have the rights to that spot.
When you pull your car in.
No. If you get there and like, oh, hey, this spot behind us just opened up and we need to circle back around and nobody's behind you kind of a deal.
Well, if you can get back around there again before anybody else does, sure.
But once the backup starts, there's no way. And the fact that this woman stood her ground for so long, I may side with you a little bit of like if there's one other car in the lot, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you clearly get there.
At this point,
if there's a car getting ready to pull in, no.
I counted no fewer than six cars that were backed up.
Yeah, no. Hell no.
No. And I can't believe that people say she had a right to that spot.
No. Zero.
Okay, we are 3 for 3 here.
Yeah.
Does anybody on the Vancouver Ford text line, the Twitch stream, or the YouTube stream chats agree that she has right to that spot? Because it is one of the more mind-boggling things that, one, she thought that that would be a course of action that is acceptable in society. We live in a cultured society, people. There are cultural norms and rules that we have to abide by here. That she could just go and squat in this spot, especially for 2 to 3 minutes, and then just start yelling at other people that she's in the right. There's no way here.
The best part was when this happened to us at the Great Wolf Lodge, I pull up and I put my window down and I say, what are you doing? I'm waiting for my husband. I'm holding the spot. I'm like, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, fine. So I drove around for another minute or so, found another spot about 2 aisles down. And by the way, it's also raining at this point too. We go, we park. I go, I get out, get the luggage cart, get everything unloaded out of the car. We are on our way in to go check in. And that lady is still standing in that spot waiting.
Criminal. Jail.
Yeah.
Jail.
Also hilarious, because she's just standing there in the rain.
I mean, we're talking, you know, we're getting out of the car with 2 kids and a bunch of crap.
God.
Yeah.
Blessed. The good news is, whether it's on the text line or on the, I don't see anything on the YouTube chat. I need to bring up the YouTube chat here really quick. The text line is saying, the comment section is only split because 90% of people who comment publicly are effing morons. She's wrong. That from P1 Jordan. Hell no. She has to get her butt out of that spot. You're backing up traffic. You get the F out. I agree with this. I agree.
No, it's a monstrosity.
All right. So we don't have any monsters listening to the program.
And on YouTube, Jake the Hater saying F squatters.
Okay. Okay.
And he says, my hope is that she tried to get back into her spot in the line after.
Yeah, you can't go into the restaurant after that.
Ooh.
You can't.
Yeah, you just leave. You got to go find somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because when the entire waiting line of people to get in are chanting, leave the spot, you're not welcome there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that is...
She goes and finds her boyfriend and gets in the car and goes, well, it looks like we're going to Red Lobster again.
I don't think you can ever go back there.
Hmm.
Because she looks straight out of Central Casting, too.
Oh, yeah. She looks exactly like
you will not
looks.
Be surprised to see what this woman looks
she,
like.
She has the Karen starter kit with the hair, the dress, the horn-rimmed glasses, the upturned nose.
She was dressed pretty kind of, I would say, a little overdressed for that joint, too. Well, for no, what looked like kind of a TGI McScratchies.
Well, no, they were going out.
Don't you ruin my date night.
Yeah.
Hey, babe. It's unlimited apps at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Better put on your nice dress.
Oh, man. Yeah. So do right by people. Parking lot etiquette. If you're in a grocery store, always return the cart to the cart return.
Yes.
Do not be a monster.
Never squat in a spot.
Mm.
If you are squatting in said spot and a car pulls up and stops wanting that spot, you've got to leave.
Them's also, if you are loading, like if you're at the Costco, and if you're at Costco on an afternoon on a Saturday, and I mean it's humming, right? Get your ass in gear. Once you load your stuff, do not grab your cell phone and sit there in your bleeping spot.
Yeah, that's a big one. But then plus also.
I hate that because you see them like loaded up and they you know, like you close the trunk, they put the big cart away, do all the right things, and you put the blinker on like, oh, they're leaving.
Sense of urgency.
See, but yeah, here's the thing though,
too. Keep it going.
Is that if you're going to be that person sitting there with your blinker on watching somebody load their car, you better not be sitting there more than about 20, 30 seconds.
Well, that's the point. Yeah. Keep it going.
I'm just saying, like, if you see somebody, if there's the person loading their car has the entire, you know, flatbed cart full of stuff and boxes, and you know it's going to take them 3 minutes to unload, you don't sit and wait for that spot. You moving.
That's right.
Move along.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking like you're watching them load the last thing in. They're pushing the cart back. Once you get in the car,
you move.
Look, you get a minute for the like buckle the kids in kind of thing, but like keep it going.
My other favorite part of this video is sassy lady in the white car in the video. As the lady finally does her walk of shame, flipping people off away, and the rightful owner of that spot pulls in, sassy lady slow rolls past all the people at the restaurant and goes, "Karen was effing on one today!" And she just keeps on driving on her way. It was like...
100% can't go to the restaurant now.
She took her victory lap.
Yeah.
She took her victory lap on that one, which was...
It'd be fun if she actually took a lap. It's coming back one more time. Give a double bird as she goes by.
Yeah, yeah. This is a good point here on the Vancouver Ford text line. You need to talk to one Andy Dirt Johnson about his Costco parking lot etiquette. He is a spot squatter. He says he will eat his hot dog in his car.
Eat the freaking hot dog in the cafeteria. They got space for your carts.
They do.
The whole point is, like, you can come in there and squat in there.
That's right.
It looks like we got another text popping up here. It said Sprague also disagrees with our Costco take.
No. Look, I understand people want to take their time. Can we say there's a sliding scale? Because you preface this by, on a Saturday, a busy day.
Yeah.
It's like humming in there.
Like, the parking lot is juiced to the T. Like, you're just like, you got to park out another zip code.
You have to have a sense of urgency then. Yeah. Like, that's like, decorum.
Look, Tuesday at noon, you're fine. Like, I'll keep it moving, dog. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But if, like, if you don't leave this spot, I'm going to circle this parking lot 19 more times. Let's go.
I feel like we need to post a poll question here and tag Dirt and Sprague in it. See what kind of reactions we get.
I think we do. Yeah. I'm okay with that. Slandering their names is totally okay with me.
I don't think it's slander. We'll let the people speak. This is democracy. We live in America. God.
Bullying works.
Not for long, it's not.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez.
What?
God, listen to Rust over there.
Who what?
Jeez.
I think it's time to break.
You think?
Yeah. This update brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
All right. Go on Instagram Live. Rust will be there spitting off his political takes after the show. 301 is when that starts. All right. A lot of good feedback here. We'll get to some. I think we'll have to revisit this once the poll is up and it is properly voted upon by the people, and we will revisit this because we've got a lot of thoughtful texts, and by thoughtful I mean very angry.
Yes,
and
good.
That's the way it should be.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk sports.
Maybe.
I got more.
I think we're ready.
I got so many other things. I got. I think it's stuff holstered right now.
Yeah. Is this callback to the old primetime days? What Bugs You Wednesday? Yeah.
That is a long time ago.
That's a deep cut.
Wow, we gonna open up the Weiner line again? maybe the what was it?
What
the
really grinds my gears?
Pacific Automation fax line. Yeah. we're gonna get that thing going.
God, I'd love to see a handwritten fax come through.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those were the days before the text line.
It happened.
There was the.
the Pacific Office.
Young Sparky Dusty the intern, he would run to the front desk and get some faxes every now and then from the Pacific Office Automation fax line.
Fantastic.
Yeah. With the they use the worst paper imaginable for fax machines.
Oh, I'm sure it was like wax.
It was, yeah, it's like little, like, it's big chunks of receipt paper. Yeah. It was the worst. Yeah. Just sitting there like, I can't even read this. Yeah. You smudged it. I'm sorry, I'm nervous. My hands are sweaty.
You touched it and it just ran everywhere.
I'm an intern. Yeah. All right, let's get to sports. Maybe. Just like that, home court was stolen. Twice. Danny and Dusty. Here's Rust with the politically driven Sports Center update.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan.
The poll is up. At Danny and Dusty on Twitter. The wordsmith that Danny Meringue is parking spot squatting allowed? Example, you're Andy Dirt Johnson. It's a busy day at the old Costco. You've loaded your groceries in time. Is it acceptable to sit there and eat your hot dog while everyone is waiting for the spot to come up? Yes, it's my spot. Yes, but a time limit. No. Hell no.
I was going to use a fourth one that was maybe had a little bit more profanity in it.
No, I think we're good there. I think we're good there. We have all retweeted it. I believe this is the most important vote you will cast this year.
It is indeed. It's probably more impactful than the one you'll send in a couple months here.
Oh, wait, that's coming up?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All right. Home court stolen twice last night in the NBA playoffs after 12 straight games, because we got to count the Minnesota Timberwolves' throttling of the Phoenix Suns. 12 straight home teams winning in the NBA playoffs. We had our first home court stolen.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Indiana Pacers, led by Pascal Siakam.
We were both right.
Yeah, we both were right yesterday. Yeah. We talked about which one. They hold off the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, not just hold off.
They couldn't stop scoring.
Drop the hammer on the
Milwaukee
Bucks.
30 or more in every quarter.
And they steal home court. The Dallas Mavericks, they steal home court from the Los Angeles Clippers in a nail biter, coming down to the end there. But they get home court their way. And now we have two teams where we have officially two series that have started in the NBA playoffs. Because as they say, it's not a series till somebody wins on the road.
Yeah, well, when you shoot 55%+ from the field, you're going to win a lot of games. That's what the Pacers did. They shot 55.6, 44.4 from three.
Yes.
And that was with Tyrese Halliburton having 12 points.
Yeah. Pascal Siakam has been an absolute monster for the Indiana
16
Pacers.
16 of 23 is a hell of a night.
He now has the second most points in two playoff appearances with the new franchise in NBA history. Remember, this isn't his first playoff series, but going from Toronto to Indiana, in his first two playoff games for Indiana, he scored 73 points, which is only second to Shaquille O'Neal in his 76 points
to the Lakers.
With the Lakers. Yeah. He also has back-to-back 30-point games in their first two playoff games with the new franchise. That list is wildly short. He only becomes the sixth player, joining Shaquille O'Neal
and Damian Lillard,
Tracy McGrady, Moses Malone, Chauncey Billups, and Damian Lillard, who did it last night.
Same game.
That is where you see, we talked about this yesterday. Dame didn't score in the second half against in game one after 34 in the first half. Last night, he goes off in the first half yet again and did score in the second half, was very limited in the second half. Yeah. And they got it. He cannot go scoreless in a fourth quarter.
No.
With Giannis out, he cannot go scoreless. And that was my big concern is, can you do this? Because we know Dame's going to get his. Somebody else has got to step up. And it was Chris Middleton in game one. Last night, it was they had an inability to keep up scoring with the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, that was the thing. It wasn't that the Bucks weren't scoring. 108. I mean, the Bucks 108 on 44-41-91 splits. That's going to win you a lot of playoff games offensively. Defensively, though, they just could not stop the Pacers. And Pascal Siakam going 16-23, getting whatever he wanted. It wasn't a game where the Pacers chucked up 50 threes. They hit threes. 16 of 36. You make 15 plus threes in a game and you're shooting 40%+, that's going to win a lot of games. And that was the thing, is that they got out, they got early opportunities, they got into their offense quicker, they played more confident, they played less dumb. In game one, there are plenty of opportunities that they missed. I mean, they were like 5 of 21 on threes in the first half in game one, if I remember right. It was an egregiously bad percentage. It was like, oh God, they can't hit anything. And it wasn't like they were chucking shots up at the end of the shot clock. They were a little skittish, but they were just missing shots. But you look at this, and they looked more like the Pacers that we were more accustomed to seeing, which this is an insane number. Okay. They made 50 shots. They shot 50 of 90 from the field. Of those 50 shots, 38 were assisted. Okay. The Bucks made 38 shots. They assisted on as many makes as the Bucks had. It gives you an idea, okay? So the difference between the two teams, it wasn't like this massive possession difference. The Bucks got 86 shots up. The Pacers got 90. The free throw disparity was 7. 19 of 21 for the Bucks, 9 of 14 for the Pacers. The three-point disparity was 36 to 32, so 4. So, like, you look at all of that stuff, neither team turned the ball over. The Bucks only had 7. The Pacers had 5. It was just the Pacers were flamethrowers.
Well, and I mean, look, we can go into all the numbers, all the stats. It doesn't mean anything because Pascal Siakam does not go for 35 and 37 in back-to-back games if Giannis Antetokounmpo is on the floor.
Nope.
He is not, and that is truly what this series is going to come down to, is when can you get Giannis back?
I don't think he's going to play the series.
And that is probably the death of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Could be.
In the first round here.
In back-to-back seasons, Giannis being injured could be their doom.
Because this is where Milwaukee is so good in that front court, is when you have Brooke Lopez and Giannis Antetokounmpo starting the game, and Bobby Portis is that change of pace coming off the bench. Mm-hmm. And him in the starting lineup having to play, you know, pull the omens work on.
And playing more of a 4 role as opposed to a 5, which, you know, 5 years ago,
sure,
you can play him more at the 4. Now he's more of a small ball 5.
And going up against Pascal Siakam the last two nights, you have seen he's getting his. And when shots start falling, as you outlined there, from everybody else, I mean, the crazy part is they're doing this without Halliburton. Halliburton is playing within himself and playing a great role right now. He had 12 gives last night.
Yeah, 12 points, 12 assists, only 2 turnovers. For a guy who's on the ball that much, that's the thing, is he gets them into their stuff, and he Steve Nashes it, where everybody once wanted the 7 seconds or less Suns for Steve Nash to shoot more because he's essentially a 50-40-90 shooter in his entire career. It's about getting them into their stuff at the right time, getting guys the ball in the pocket at the right spot. And it's not just the assists, it's the hockey assists. It's getting guys, seeing that Pascal Siakam is up court and just giving him the ball early and letting him get to his spots because he's cooking. He greases the wheels of your offense while also being the engine at the same time. It's a very unique player.
And I think that one thing that is really impressive about Halliburton to do this is how long did it take him in that runway up to being the scoring threat creator, right? That he was at the beginning of this year. The hamstring injury happens. He still doesn't look the same. But at the same token, he kind of changed gears and went back into facilitator role. and is wildly impressive doing it. And look, that's easier said than done for guys in the NBA to change those gears from I'm going to be the ball-centric scoring guard to, okay, now I've got to change this in, what, a month and a half. Mm-hmm. He's turned into, okay, now I'm facilitating. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to make sure that everybody, I'm greasing the skids right now for everybody else to feast. And his scoring has taken a back seat. But when you have 12 assists, you are just as impactful yeah. as when you're dropping 24.
And he is limited by the hamstring still. I mean, that's part of this. It was funny. I was digging through Twitter yesterday trying to find an old tweet on Mike Conley. And I found my comp for Tyrese Halliburton as a rookie coming out.
Okay.
Was Mike Conley. Because of the organization and getting them into their stuff. Because you see that with the Timberwolves. Mike Conley gets them into, like, Ant Edwards, Gobert, Cat, Jaden McDaniels, all that stuff. Mike Conley is what brought that team together last year, made it effective. Tyrese Halliburton is what brings this team together. Like, the 7 seconds or less Suns, everybody always talks about Amari and Marianne, and yes, Nash gets his credit, but I don't think that those guys get enough credit for what they do because everybody always looks at, they look at the assist numbers. And yes, they're great, but it's not just the assist numbers. It's the enabling of guys, getting them there. I think I've mentioned this before. There was a line that a scout told me about Steve Nash when he was playing, that anytime they brought a new player in, Nash would work with him and just pass the ball to him on the run. And he'd go, where do you like the ball? And the player would be like, I like it here. And then Nash would get him the ball there and kind of watch him while he was doing it. And then he was like, hey, would you try this? And Nash would put the ball where he thought it was going to help optimize a guy. And guys that played with Nash were like, oh,
I get it.
Like, actually, I thought I liked it here, but actually getting it here, like, since I'm naturally going in, like, if you're a guy who catches, like, likes, like, to get in your dip, you like to bring the ball from your left to your right side. If you put the ball already in that motion, like, in the left hand, so that it's a catch and then right into it, as opposed to passing it into a right hand, and then he moves to his left, then subtleties like that. That's the kind of player that Halliburton is, where it's more about the very, very, very minute minutia things that impact guys on a very high level, but it's all subtle. And I think that's what he does in a different facet of kind of enabling this Pacers offense. And Carlisle, who wasn't a guy who wanted to play at this speed for years with Dallas, is like, I've got a special talent here and I'm going to optimize it by letting him do those kind of things.
Well, home court hath been stolen by the Indiana Pacers. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks do it and Luka puts together another epic performance. Next on Danny Dusty.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan. If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my pride. I gotta be a man. I can't let it slide. I am a real American.
I get out of my spot at Costco. All right, that Luka Doncic, pretty good at basketball, huh?
Yeah, it turns out.
Kawhi Leonard, not an issue. Not an issue for them Dallas Mavericks last night. They end up edging the Los Angeles Clippers in Staples Center, 96-93. And they steal home court, and Luka Doncic, a man on a mission. That guy is absolutely... he's incredible. He's inevitable. 32-6-9
yeah.
with a steal and a block in there as well.
And he didn't have a great shooting night, 11 of 26, but he drug everybody along after Daniel Gafford gets hurt right out of the gate.
That's a big injury for them. Lower back, is that what they're saying?
Yeah, he tried to come back, and it just wasn't really working. And that was after he rolled his ankle in game one, and Lively went out there and gave them good minutes, 7 points, nine rebounds in 21 minutes, or excuse me, 7 points, nine rebounds in 21 minutes. But he's still, again, battling the loss of his mother,
yeah,
who he is very close with, and coming off an ankle injury himself. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. The swing in this series for me is going to be the Maxi Kleber / P.J. Washington minutes. And last night it was P.J. Washington. Luka was Luka. Kyrie was Kyrie. Like, you expect them to do their thing. P.J. Washington in the fourth quarter said, it's P.J. Washington time. And he just came up, stepped up, and buried him.
Do you see C.J. McCollum was sideline reporting during that game and he gave the Daniel Gafford update?
I broke my back. Spinal.
Spinal.
Those minutes are interesting. This game was ugly. It was a throwback game.
Oh, yeah. No, this game was hideous.
It was one of those games where I appreciate, we talked about this yesterday, the officiating, and there are folks that have issue with it and take exception to the fact that they are letting so much action and physicality go in the game.
I mean, there's 53 free throws in this game.
But it has been, yes.
There's plenty of free throws in this game.
But it's because both these teams said, well, let's see what we'll get away with.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of?
Can't call everything.
It reminds me of that Houston-Portland series, was that 2009 mm-hmm. or 10-ish? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, you're talking about the Shane Battier series where he just absolutely mugged Brandon?
Yeah, where Ron Artest gave the, I know physicality, stabbed a guy. AAU tournament, saw a guy get stabbed through the heart. It was like, what? Did he really just, okay?
Yeah, and they absolutely punked the Blazers.
But they were talking about that after the game on the physicality from the Mavericks' point of view.
What stuck out to me most, just imagery-wise or memory-wise, was just we got a warning from one of the refs telling us that we were complaining too much. So I think once you hear that, it's a pretty physical game, and we're not a big complaining team. We're not a big complaining team.
Kyrie.
I think sometimes, obviously, emotions can, get a little high, but that's all part of it. And I think you kind of saw me out there and just trying to make sure that we kept our heads on straight and we didn't allow that to affect us or impact us in a negative way. So it's a physical game both ways, and we know what to expect for the rest of the series. You know, we're going against some potential Hall of Famers that play the game at a high level, and they know personnel very well. So you got to give them respect, but also you got to go at them, and that's a competitor's dream.
Kyrie being the voice of reason might be the most terrifying thing that the Clippers fans can hear.
Here's the thing here. It's not a complaining team. It's Luka. He does enough for all of them. And as much as I dislike Kyrie for a lot of the dumb stuff that he does, on the court, Kyrie does not do very many dumb things. He's not a complainer. He's not a flopper. He's not a whiner. Between the lines, he's about as dyed-in-the-wool basketball as it gets.
Well, there was one play, too, where he went up, jumped up, got a loose ball, and in the same motion went for the behind-the-back pass over to P.J. Washington for a corner three, and I was like, oh, Washington, you better not screw that one up.
Yeah, you got to make that. Yeah.
He hit it.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate using the term, but he is a hooper.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't go out there and grift and whine. Like, Kyrie has never been a guy that you look at and go, oh, yeah, no, he's trying to get to the free throw line with all, like,
for sure.
He'll do a rip-through move, like, yeah. But as far as, like, the stuff between the lines, there's not a lot of guys, I can't believe I'm saying this, that I trust more than him. Like, as insane as that is to say, yeah, legitimately, fantastic shooter, maybe the best ball handler we've ever seen, an incredible playmaker, huge in big moments, like, and he does stuff on the floor the right way.
What did you think of Kawhi Leonard in his return?
Rusty.
I would say that is a safe assumption there.
I was shocked he played. So,
15 points on 17 shots.
Om Young-Misook, who covers ESPN for the Clippers, or covers the Clippers for ESPN, was on with, I want to say it was Windhorse Hoop Collective, the day before yesterday, and was talking about Kawhi and being ready for not just game two, but at any point in this series. He goes, well, Kawhi is practicing loosely, but he hasn't had a contact practice since March. And it was like March 23rd or something along those lines. Like, it's been 3 weeks since he's been in a contact practice.
Talk about practice, man.
And he's like, so it's really hard for me to see Kawhi Leonard playing tomorrow. And then he played yesterday, and it was like, wait, what?
Well, they look like a team that I was surprised that they were even in the game where you shoot 37% from the field, 26% from three. But that is home court advantage. It's home court advantage in the playoffs. And that game was tight, probably tighter than it should have been. But Dallas steals home court, and now all eyes are on Daniel Gafford's back.
Yep.
How that plays a role in the series moving forward. And can Kawhi Leonard shake off that rust? Can Kawhi Leonard even be a semblance of healthy?
I mean, by the time he actually gets spun up, like there's a difference between in shape and game shape. Kawhi Leonard's in shape. We all know that. There isn't a player I've ever talked to who's missed like a month who is, especially with a lower body injury. It's one thing, Anthony Simons tearing his thumb, he can still run. Like, he can still get out there and, like, run hard. When you have a knee, you can't do anything. And so it's a lot of chilling and getting that wind right for the playoffs. That's tough, man. Like, I love Kawhi. I think he's one of the best players we've ever seen, and we're robbed of him because of his injuries, but I don't think there's a chance in hell you're going to see 75% of him.
We know what this turns into this offseason is that Kawhi does what he did to the Spurs and says they tried to force me to play. They rushed me back. They didn't let me heal like
that
I wanted
would be
to
hilarious
heal.
And he forces his way out.
Forces his way out.
But he already did get his deal. He got his extension.
Yeah, so. I know. That doesn't mean squat. It's true. He's going to force his way out.
Paul George hasn't gotten his yet. But yeah, you kind of saw the stinky James Harden last night too. 2 of 10 from three.
Yep, but still made his impact. Yeah. 2 of 10 from three.
Hit all of his
yet
twos.
Still, yeah. It was 100% from the twos and got to the line 9 times in a time where it's really hard to get to the free throw line. Mm-hmm. Got to the line. All right. Well, we'll have more NBA playoffs coming up a little bit later because the Phoenix Suns, boy, that's not good. But where we start hour number two, Troy rejoices next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.